Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
It's been a jam-packed, baby. First of all, I am glad that it is starting to cool down. Because LA, I mean, I know it's been hotter everywhere else, but I'm like...
It's been ridiculous.
Yeah, like 90 plus all week.
Golly, you know, yeah, like...
And you know what that happens. Like, up it's 100 degrees for like a week. Something's burning.
Yep. So we had fires out here.
Of course we did.
Up to yin yang. So please be careful for those of y'all, you know, for those of y'all whose houses ended up in flames, you know, I wish you the best. Mm-hmm. Wish you the best of luck.
So. Congrats to all the graduates, people graduating this year at that time.
I've been seeing the prom limos going around. So yeah. Congratulations. It got me reminiscing about mine. Mm-hmm. Like, dang. Yeah. Back to high school. Like,
I know. Prom was fun. Yeah. Those who want to take pictures with some racist fathers who want to put shotguns to them and actually allow them to take that picture, I'm like, hell nah. I'm like, well, I'm going to prom then. Your daughter can find somebody. Won't you take her?
Right.
Since you scared and got to carry heat.
That's funny.
But we doing well out here, man. So playoffs is, you know, down to the final four.
Loving it.
Of course, it means there's no game yesterday or today, which
yeah,
is like,
which is boring.
I'm fiending.
Yep. That's what happens.
I'm excited and sad. I'm like, oh, we're about at that point.
Yep, it's about to come to an end. But then that means football season is about to roll on in, son.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
A lot of stuff coming around the corner.
Yep.
Get some business out the way. This is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Online Network. You can check us out on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can also find us on our website, www.blackisonline.com. If y'all want to get up with us directly, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, just let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
All right, let's start with the East right now, you know. I am excited because the top two teams of each conference is going to meet up. So let's get it on. Let's start with the defending champs. That game, you was calling. You were like, I was like, oh, Nets is up. You was like,
gassed.
They're going to lose in the fourth quarter anyway.
Gassed. And then it was just like 4 minutes left. Oh, we're out of energy. Right, that was just the common theme.
Like, we up. And then also.
It was like, oh, we ain't got no more energy to go. Right. Like, all right, fine.
13-3 run, close game. Game over. I'm like, God.
Told y'all. I knew Miami would kill them in five. I was being lenient with the one. But, you know, they pulled it out of, you know, Miami. So. Miami pulled it out, did what they had to do. That Ray Allen jumper was just, whew, that was his wet. That was his Ray Allen. That was vintage Ray Allen, and you had him kind of with Paul Pierce and them over in the corner like, yeah, buddy.
You know,
remember when I was doing this? Yeah. Yeah.
They was talking all along like, mm-hmm. I don't like you neither, bro.
Yep.
Get out. We going back. And, I mean, they playing well, and they still the defending champs. LeBron James is being LeBron James. I hope he gets some help, because, damn, I feel like he is just carrying the load.
He got to do everything. We've been saying this forever. LeBron he's
points.
Back to being Cleveland LeBron. Yeah. Well, D-Wade, I'll give it to D-Wade. D-Wade had a very good game.
Mm-hmm. D-Wade will give you about two of those
mm-hmm.
a series. Where he's going to give you 25-plus points. He'll give you about two of those.
Mr. 3-point shooter Chris Bosh, he'll give you some 3-pointers. He'll stretch the floor.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, that's how they built. You got LeBron James and Dwayne Wade who just attack. And then you surround them with shooters. And when you need some in the paint size, you go to Birdman, Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
And then Chris Bosh.
That's ridiculous, but it's the truth.
Right. And they, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
You know, get LeBron James shooters. What you going to do? He already put up 49. Oh, my gosh. You know, we worry. They're going to have to deal with something. But before we get into that, Brooklyn, I mean, now it's all disappointing. Hey, if, was it worth the money?
No, it wasn't. Because if this is your championship team, you need to explode it. I'm like, you... They're pulling a Lakers, dude. You're getting old stars. Why? For what? Why did you want KG and Paul Pierce, who were way past their prime? For what?
Because they were being contention right now.
Okay. Well, contention got your ass whooped out of the second round.
That's no, what contention we said it. I think we said it last week that they was going to miss Brook Lopez, and they did. And now like,
he's their best player.
Even if they had Brook Lopez, I don't like.
He would have been. Killing Miami. Mm-hmm. He's take a load best off. Player, period, without question.
He's taking a load off, at least.
Oh, yeah. And Darren Williams is up for trade now. That's just the way it goes.
Have fallen. Maybe it was the Jerry Sloan system he hated so much that made him look that good. Mm-hmm. He struggled, man. Yeah,
he looked really bad. You
know, Joe Johnson was...
He carried him in a different series. Game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was hot, but... They're like, you put LeBron on them, and you figure, like, well, whoever guarding Paul Pierce, then let Paul Pierce go off. But they're not the type to both go nuts in the same game. You either get one or the other.
Yep.
KG, I mean.
It's time to retire.
Oh, man.
I don't want to say it, but I got to be real and say it. It's time to go.
Yeah, I think he has 1 year left on this deal.
Fine. You can write it out if you want
I think he'll write it
and
out.
But.
I mean, it's,
in all honesty, dude, if I'm Jason Kidd, I'll start him just for moral reasons. But I'm serious, dude. You're a 20 minute player now. You're not. I'm not playing you 30 something minutes a game anymore. No,
you're a role player.
You get
20 now.
To 25 at best, man. I'm not. No, for what they need another power forward.
Well, he's at the point now where he's a role player.
Yes,
and. To see a guy, and we're going to get into that discussion, but to see a guy that basically is a superstar.
I mean, he was
at one point was
a beast.
Like, right. That
he was that dude.
No, at least, you know, got the championship from Boston.
He revolutionized the game.
You know, it's hard when you're a stud and all of a sudden now you got to be a role player.
Like, it's hard.
Now you're carrying the team. Now you just one of the – now you an other.
Yeah. You're just kind of one of the guys now.
No,
so
you're not a Chris Bosh other. You're not on that level.
No, you just you're
it's hard. It was like seeing Shaq when Shaq was like, you know,
like when he was with Cleveland and stuff.
Yeah, even like, when he was with Boston, he's like, man, you just it's time.
It's time to go. And that's there's nothing wrong with that. KG is a first ballot Hall of Famer, no questions asked. So hey, man, right off into
one of
the sunset.
Competitive dudes to do it
ever, which is probably why he ain't gonna leave.
Nah, I think he'll...
His competitive fire ain't going to allow him to go.
I think he'll fill it out. Mm-hmm. I think he'll fill out his last year. Paul Pierce, I mean,
same
he's unrestricted. He may not be back.
He's another one. That's,
yeah, he can go somewhere, but he...
He's
on
a
that
role
team,
player.
He'd have to be the number... Joe Johnson would have to be the guy, and he's like the number three guy.
I'm about to say, Paul Pierce is now like a number three.
Right. He can go... Maybe he'd take less money, go to the Clippers, maybe. Some like that, but he needs to be on a team where he's like an option, but not the option.
Not the guy. Yeah,
you know, maybe you're the number three guy who you can get clutch baskets, but
exactly,
you're not the carry of the team.
Hey, go to Chicago, play with your boy Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing stuff out there. So, I mean, he's a role player, but I mean, if he retired tomorrow, it would not shock me.
Nope. So. And this is a good letter for Jason Kidd. You know, because I'm just watching the game and. He didn't make the best adjustments either. You know, I'm listening to him like, you know, once they're trying to take away Joe Johnson, you know, you just got to switch it up.
He learned on the fly.
Yeah. This is that whole, you know, we're going to get in that too of these, you know, fresh out of playing coaches.
It's ridiculous.
So, you know, it's still up for grabs. No, it ain't up for grabs. It's still the damn Knicks. It's a Knicks city.
Oh, yeah.
But They both got some work to do. And
without question.
All right, I don't know where they're going to go, but good luck.
Yep.
So, on to the who they're going to be playing. Indiana closed it out.
Mm-hmm.
Unsure. That game five. What the fuck nominee? Down 30 game five at home.
You were down 30 against Atlanta. You were down 30
in a closeout.
You were down 30 against Washington. I mean,
yeah, and
I'm done. I'm with most people. I am done with Indiana. I got no faith in them. I don't. I think they're going to lose in five. I think Miami's just going to come and kick their butts. I mean, they have shown me nothing to prove me otherwise. They have fallen apart. David West is the reason they won that game because he was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm taking all the shots. He took twice as many shots as everybody else. He said, I'm taking all the damn shots then since you pussies don't want to step up to the plate. And I can see David West thinking this to himself because that when you see him, he's always mad. He's always pissed off. And I can see him in his brain just like, you know what? Since these pussies don't want to step up to the plate and play, I'm going to take all the damn shots then. I will win the fucking game. And that's what he did. He took it upon himself to win it. He was the one guy in the whole series who you didn't have to worry about, who you knew was going to do his job every single game. That's the only one. Everybody else is questionable. Because, you know, But even Paul George, it's like you were supposed to rise to superstar status and you didn't. So you are now a star, fine and dandy, but I have questions. Can you step up when it matters most? And I know everybody's like, well, they may bring their A game against Indiana. I mean, against Miami. I'm like, if this is what it took for them to bring their A game, I'm scared as hell then. They might get swept in if that's the case. Because I'm like, where was the focus then?
Yeah, because that game five,
Miami's
when
focused.
they got out rebounded by like triple. I'm like, you barely got 30 rebounds. They got 68 or some shit. You just like, word?
That's what I'm saying. It's effort and it's ridiculous.
And David West has to be the one out there. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
They don't have a leader. David West is out here chewing out everybody. Pissed off. Like, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing nothing. Like, he's pissed off at everybody. They don't have a leader who can say, you know what? We need to calm shit down for a second and get our minds right. They don't have that. Yeah. Danny Granger was that. And he is gone now. So nobody has stepped up and taken that role. It's on David West, the veteran.
Yeah, they expected Paul George.
So he's like, fine, you want me to be the leader? I'm going to lead how I lead then. Do what I say. Drill sergeant status. I mean, real talk.
Yeah, I told you, they need a good cop to his backup.
They do, and they don't have one. It should be Paul George, but he's so right. Nonchalant but sometimes and complacent about everything.
Right. The best player on the team is not necessarily should be the leader.
Golly.
And see Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. And
he's not that dude. And that's fine. That's fine. But you need to make sure you have
him. Talks a lot. If you want to run your mouth, then be the leader then. Don't sit here and, well, guys need to focus and blah, 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 blah. That ain't a leader, dude. That's right. Pointing cats out and throwing blame on everybody else. You don't do that.
Right. Guys need to focus. I mean, we can't have players that's putting up donut. That was me.
That's you. Exactly. So you can't put up crap numbers and then try to talk smack about other people. So they don't have a leader in that locker room.
Yeah.
Miami's focused. You saw in game five against Brooklyn, they were down like seven with 4 minutes left and they weren't even sweating. It was like, all right, you know, let's close it out. And that's what they did. They were like, all right, game, we win, moving on. They completely smashed through both series. Granted, they played Charlotte in the first series. They blew by them. They played Brooklyn, blew by them. They're focused. They want the chip again. LeBron's like, before I go, I want one more.
Yep. All right. Before we get into that series, I like what I saw from Washington. Washington has some promise. Bradley Beal, man, nice coming out party.
He's somebody to look out for next year, definitely.
You are definitely on the will be on the All-Star ballot next year.
All-Star watch next year, buddy.
Yeah, he is.
Fantasy draft status has risen.
Yeah, buddy. No, he has. Like, Somebody didn't raise their status for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your agent like, high five for that season.
Yes, make me some money. So, I mean, but good for him.
Right.
You
know, they still got their pick, Otto Porter. Yep. We don't know what they're going to do with that, if they're going to re-sign Ariza. John Wall has shown – he has some promise. He's shown some good and some bad.
Yeah.
He has that Westbrook-ish thing where he don't figure out when to be a playmaker and when to be a scorer.
Yep.
But he's not the scorer Westbrook is at all.
No. Not bad.
And granted, he had that game fight where he was just hitting threes. His decision-making has to improve. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just off. I think he had like 8 turnovers that last game. I mean, and you are the paid dude.
Yep.
Bradley Beal maybe end up being the best player on that roster. However, at this moment, the Wizards made you the guy.
Yep.
Gave you the paycheck.
Yep.
So
you got
to
show up.
Yeah, and this is what I like to see about people in the playoffs. You get that taste, and you get egg on your face. You get humiliated. Now people criticizing your game, going through it, saying you whack at this, that, and the third. You know, now what?
Are you going to work on those things to improve your game?
Right. Do you know, you watch some film, you realize where you need some work, and you go back in and like, all right, guess what? We were struck. Now we made the playoffs. We've shown that we are a young up-and-coming team in the Eastern Conference, which means you can compete for home court advantage in the first round.
Yep.
You can arguably be a top 3 team in that conference. Yep. So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see if Gortat comes back. Gortat is going to be a
hot commodity.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be a hot commodity.
Of course, he's going to get that big man premium.
Atlanta, I'm looking at you.
Ooh. Hey, with him, Millsap, and Horford as your three big rotations.
We getting all the rebounds. Yeah. Ain't nobody grabbing no rebounds. We getting them all.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
But I like, you know, Washington, I want to see what they do. Mm-hmm. They had a nice mix of young and old. So
Randy Whitman did a good job.
Yeah.
They're going to sign him to an extension. So we shall see.
All right. So Eastern Conference now.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, this is what you wanted.
Yep.
You said you wanted home court.
Yep.
You knew, everybody knew that this matchup was coming.
Yep.
So for me, everything that happened in the past, all the drama, you know, almost choking it away, having to go to 7 with Atlanta, your game 5 performance. You know what? For me, all that's out the window. This is what you wanted. You got it.
Yep.
Now what?
Yep.
You are playing the champions.
Yep. It's time to step to the fucking plate.
No more excuses. No more lackadaisical effort. This is what you wanted. You got game 7 in your home court. This is it. Everybody else, maybe you just, you know, we really want to get to Miami, so we're really not as focused. You got what you want. Bring it.
Yep. There really is no excuse. You guys were the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
You said you wanted number one seed. You got home court throughout the playoffs. Now you're playing a team that kicked your butt last year. It's all on the table now.
Right.
All the cards are on the table. Right. Now y'all got to do y'all part. But
Do you want to shut everybody up? Here's your chance.
Yep. Because me, I got Miami in 5. Period. That's just what it is. The effort they've shown is just non-existent because there is no effort. So, for me, yeah, Miami's just good. I think Miami's going to kick their butts, dude. I do. Roy Hibbert couldn't take advantage, really, of Al Jefferson being out.
Nah.
I mean, not granted, Al Jefferson, but
Al Horford. You know, granted, that wasn't the best series for him, but
you're going up against a smaller lineup, dude. You're 7-2. You should be boarding, grabbing all the rebounds, and then you're going up against Gortat. I mean, granted, Gortat is good. He ain't like Dwight Howard status. I mean, come on now, dude. You were supposed to be like that dude. You were supposed to be a top 3 center. That's out the window. Yeah, that's gone.
That was never in my mind. Like,
that's gone. That's the potential he had.
You were up there for Defensive Player of the Year,
according to you.
Yeah. So, in your team. So.
So, I mean, him, I'm like, well, I got to see something because you're going up against Miami now who got no bigs. They have none.
Nope, this is this This is where you made your name.
Exactly. You need to come back to life and do that again. Because if not, it is what it is. So, but anyway.
So you
nonetheless, I got Miami in five.
I got Miami.
With a 30-point butt-whooping somewhere in there.
Ooh.
Because if Atlanta can do Washington can do it, damn it, Miami might beat them by 40 or 50.
And you know what? You know what probably would happen? It'd be game one. Yep. Like, damn. Okay.
Let's just set the tone right now.
Home court has just evaporated like that. I hope damn Indiana win game. Just win game one, however you win game one. I don't care. Win game one so we don't have to have that, oh, you lost home court already.
Yep.
So. I have Miami too.
And?
I don't have them. It's going to be more than five. My thought is it going to, do I want to give, because maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I'm just wishing. I think Indiana is like, basically you wanted your cake. This is what you got. And I think Miami is going to be that team that light the fire under their ass.
Okay. All
right. I got Miami in, I'll say six. I got Miami in six. All right. I want to say seven. I really want to say seven.
You heard it here first.
But I'm gonna go six. I will not be shocked at all if it goes seven games.
Anybody heard? You heard it here first. Miami in five. That's what it is.
Yeah. Not in five, though. I go Miami in six. I just think that unless all of a sudden that team, they get in there and maybe they get one of them movie things where it's like a Rocky where the dude punches you and they just like, oh, they're hanging on the ropes. They're getting counted. And they're like, you know what? All right. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, it's the Indiana from January. What?
They're actually playing defense.
Oh, shit. They're playing hard. But I do think I expect that at some point. I think Miami's going to do something that's going to humble their ass. And I think they're going to, like, all right, turn up the favor. And then at that last moment.
They've been humbled twice.
Yeah.
How much more humbling do you need?
Three times they made it. maybe it take a, I don't know. But, hey, now, I do agree with you, though. There will be a Miami blowout.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out of one of them four
Ws.
Out of
one of those games. Oh, yeah.
One of them four wins. Miami's
gonna kick their butts. One of them.
All right, on to the West. Let's just get this shit out the way. Right, my squad. What? No, I didn't. That's why I did not think they was going to sweep Portland at all. I did not. So, game four, I was like, let's see what happens. Oh, you know, at home. Batum woke up. All right. Like, let's finish this crap. You saw what Indiana blew game five. Let's not. And then.
And it was like, oh, Tony Parker got hurt. Oh, no. Well, doesn't matter.
You're like whooping that, and I think
doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think they was focused, and I think them seeing Tony Parker hurt, they were like, "Nah, let's end this tonight. Let's not prolong this bullshit. Let's go right now." And then it was like,
and Patty Danny Mills, Green, Patty Mills,
yep, Kawhi Leonard.
Hey man, Kawhi Leonard,
he, the Claw.
You know what? You know what? He is one of those guys.
Sugar K. Now
he is a he's a playoff player. And what I mean by that is you really don't notice him in the regular season. Come playoff time, he just steps his game up to a whole nother level and is just on it. I mean, the man was like a one-man wrecking crew.
I mean,
scoring, defending, I'm stealing this and that and this. I'm like, Jesus.
I mean, people putting up the little claw hand. I'm like, and then, of course, he pulling the Dr. J. I was like,
okay,
young man. Give him the ball, grab it, and don't even use the other hand. I was like,
oh, okay, young man. Shit. Young man, all right. So
we going to need this.
He's one of those quiet kids, though, boy. Because in his press conference, I was like.
He looking uncomfortable.
Say what again, young man? He was like, what? I'm like, so, I mean, and that's fine. Because you know what? The Spurs get those kind of guys. Well, they just don't say shit. It's all about basketball.
Put your hand, yeah.
It's all about the game.
When we
it's
get that ring. It's all
about
championship.
Exactly. That's all I care
just
about.
Just be like. Look at it. That's all. That's all. But yeah, I'm happy to see him. I know against Durant, we are gonna need his offense.
Woo! Defense, we know. Forget the offense. The defense.
I know the defense gonna be. Well, I need him to go back at Kevin Durant and make Kevin Durant work, earn that MVP. Woo. But, man, look, Danny Green showed up.
Bellinelli.
I'm hoping that this game woke Danny Green ass up. He and, like, we getting this production. You know, Tony Parker is just a great one. He be ready. It's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that Patty Mills stepped up and got that moment.
Yeah.
And this is why Greg Popovich
is coach of the year.
However you put him.
He's on the best coach in the league.
Oh, by far.
As all time, I don't know his all-time status. I'd have to do my research with the other coaches. Can I put him ahead of Red Auerbach? I don't know.
I can put him in the top five.
Oh, yeah, without question. Is he in the top three?
Yeah, is he in the top three?
That's a discussion for later. Yeah, that's a debate.
But everybody else, these dudes are tired, blah, blah, blah. This dude puts his bench in crunch time in November, December, January, February, March. You get big minutes. Why? Because when we need you, you used to it.
Yep.
All of them do. Patty Mills was. I'm happy for him because he was just on the bench in Portland.
He is the one coach who can rest his best players and still blow your ass out.
Yeah,
like it, I don't get it. I don't know. It's the system, I guess. I don't know, but he's good at what he does. Right. He knows how to manage egos. He knows how to manage his players' time to keep them fresh. And for whatever reason, he knows when to call on the dudes at the right time. Where it's like, all right, I need you now. Okay, I'm ready. I don't know.
That's how Steve Kerr got to
it. It's like, your time is now. Okay.
I remember that shit.
It's my time.
Steve Kerr, come in. What you do? 4 3-pointers in the fourth quarter.
Like,
get you a ring. But I'm saying, like, Aaron Baines, like, game one. You're like, dude, what?
Who was that?
Right.
He was, what is it, Pendergrass? I forget what his name was originally, but yeah. Pentagraph or whatever.
I mean, all that. Like, yeah, like Patty Mills. I mean, Tony Parker got hurt. We going to play Patty Mills. Money. That's who. Why they didn't need Gary Neal. Like, we got Patty Mills.
But the one thing they do have is they have guys who have been there long term that basically know the system in and out. Like, Patty Mills being plugged in is basically equivalent to Tony Parker being in there. Because he knows the damn system. He's
been there 3 years. Tiago Splitter's had a good postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Did a nice job with LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
So, I'm confident. We rolling. Now, I need to see Tony Parker up and rolling. But
he'll be ready.
They ready. They locked in. This is going to be tough. But congrats to the Blazers, though.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Great season. You know, 21-win improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You got two studs now.
Oh,
LaMarcus Aldridge's been like what, 6, 7, 8, something like that.
He's about 7, 8 years. Right. He came in the same year as Tyrese freaking Thomas. So he's been in about 8 years.
I forgot who was that, but yeah, he's been in like at least 5+.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So he's a veteran. You know, was number 2 with Brandon Roy. You know, he's in there, and Damian Lillard is going to make his case.
Yep.
Oh my God! The All Star guard picking
in next the West season is going to be tough.
Come on, Tony Parker, hold your spot because I mean this point guard is for real. But Damian Lillard, man,
yep. So
that is going to be a joy to watch. That dude gets it.
Yep.
So I just can't wait to see them improve. Batum, I think Batum has had a nice little coming out party, and I think he's going to have to just keep bringing it even more. Because they need a third.
They're going to need an upgrade on Wesley Matthews. They need an upgrade at the two, I think. And they need a backup big as well. Somebody that can come in and can spell LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, Thomas Robinson is just, God, damn.
I mean, you see why the Kings.
Number five.
He didn't last long with the Kings. That's the number five pick. So.
But that goes into your not that much talent in
and
the
then,
league.
They
have to upgrade their bench. Definitely.
Shout out to that coach, Terry Stott. Signed him to an extension.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Got that done. So he'll be there for a while. Yeah, got the continuity.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, because last year, like, LaMarcus Aldridge, not sure. He want to leave. Now,
let's show you why you should stay.
Right. Now they got something brewing. So I think they have a great starting five.
Mm-hmm.
But they upgrade their bench. I know losing Mo Williams just made it even worse.
Yeah.
CJ McCullough's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the other big that they got.
Miles Leonard?
Yeah, Miles Leonard was nice. So it's just upgrading your bench and your team just getting more time together. And everybody just learning from their mistakes. But they got something good going. Now, the fourth matchup. Man! I was hoping for a game seven, man. The Clippers, the Clippers have had the most entertaining series all playoffs. But, oh, my God. It was like game four. They up. Oklahoma City's up. All of a sudden, they choke it away. And then game, oh, my God, game five.
Game five. All right, let's just get it over with. CP3, 60. I didn't know what the fuck you was doing. That little jump, trying to shoot the ball. Man. Stop it.
He is.
Stop it.
Yeah, he is a what the fuck nominee for that that last minute. Dude, that you're up. Because that's the hard part. He made the play to put him up seven. And you were like, ooh, Chris Paul about to close it out. Then Kevin Durant. Whop. Or one of his, like, I'm going to just shoot a three. Oh, it goes in.
Yep.
And then, you know, they was milking the clock. Jamal Crawford throws a shot. All of a sudden, long rebound. There's nobody back.
Of course not. Easy layup. And I have to say, for the record, I told Chris, I think Doc Rivers deserves some blame for that loss. Because after that Durant layup and they were only up two, he should have called a timeout to calm them down. Because right after that play... Chris Paul, what happened? You saw Russell Westbrook running at you and you got frantic and tried to pull your stupid little shot, shoot it from a half court and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to try
Come on, man.
Yeah. That play specifically,
I was like, what the hell are you doing?
I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, what the fuck, nominee? Because I'm like, when he first did it, you're like, what are you jumping in the air for?
I'm like, he's coming at you. Let him foul you. Let him foul you. Or at worst, find the open man.
Right. Just run up the clock. They're going to go for a steal.
You're up two.
You don't need to do nothing.
You don't have to do nothing. There wasn't even 24 seconds on the clock. All you had to do was hold on to the ball. That's it. He could have ran at you. You could have just cradled the ball. Timeout.
Yeah, all you had to do. All you had to do was get across half court. Then you could have stood there the whole time.
If they trapped you, at the worst, you could have been like, timeout. Let's get it back together and get it going. But no, let me jump and try to shoot the ball and not get stripped.
Right.
And then of course
I'm a pretend three. Oh, he didn't foul.
And then of course. Oh, the ball, Reggie Jackson is out of bounds on him. Oh, I don't know, is it? It looked like it was out on Matt Barnes. I'm not sure. Let the refs decide. Okay, we take an hour to check and see, and then here we come, OKC's ball. Then come to find out the rule says if you slap the hand and the ball goes out of bounds.
Even though it looked like it was off Reggie Jackson.
Technically, it belongs to the team that
right, basically, it went out of bounds. The hand's part of the ball.
Correct.
Then it called a foul, so.
So... some of the angles, it looked like Matt Barnes tapped it. So, I mean, it wasn't conclusive. Right. It has to be 100% conclusive. Yeah.
They called it off of Matt Barnes.
Yes.
And they didn't see anything that could determine.
That could change that
factor. Wasn't conclusive, so they let it go.
Yes.
And they didn't want to use that other rule, which that they didn't have to. That other rule was there.
At that point, you're still up 2 points.
Yep. So then, the what the fuck number two.
Russell Westbrook has the ball. I'm going to shoot one of my 35-foot three-pointers. Like, what the?
Everybody knew that as soon as you saw Russell Westbrook with that ball, everybody knew as soon as he got it, he's about to go pull up 4-3.
Yep.
There was, like, what if he drove? He wasn't driving. He wasn't
driving. He's trying to win the game.
And if he drove, I'd have been like, see? Then I'm like, oh, he learned. But nope, you were like... And he said it after the game. He was like, I remember the other game. I didn't make the three. I wanted it to be on. He was like, I want to win and lose this game for the team, which wasn't the smartest play. It was not.
Oh, not at all.
Bring that Westbrook to the
Spurs. He missed one badly like that earlier in the game. So it was kind of like, okay, here we go again.
So he pulls up.
And Chris Paul, we've seen it throughout the freaking playoffs.
It's been like 47, 50 plus, like, somebody getting fouled shooting threes.
Like, I don't know if guys don't know how to play defense anymore. All you got to do is jump straight up in the air. You don't even got to jump in the air. Just put your hands up.
Right. You don't need to link. They're going,
if or
you,
like clap or something.
If you get close, they keep saying it. If you get close to the elbow, they calling it.
And then what? Foul. Like, and you can't be. I mean, if I'm Chris, I'm like, I'm looking at Chris Paul like, he like, you can't be mad, dude. You're stupid. Like, why did you do that? Yeah. You didn't even. Yeah. You didn't
just
have put, to.
You ever say, just go straight up.
Put your hands up. Yeah. Clap or something. Yeah. Do wave in the air. Something. But you don't have to touch him.
Away from his arm. Because if your hand is anywhere near him, they blowing the whistle. Even if you were like, I didn't foul him. Like, well, the shot didn't look like it got interrupted. So, foul.
The odds of him hitting that were slim.
And so if that nigga makes it, then it's just he makes it.
It's a lucky shot. And y'all still have time to call a timeout.
Well, you getting the ball back. Like, just...
This is what I mean.
And, of course, what does Westbrook do? Yeah, do what does Westbrook do? All three. And then...
it's like, okay, we have one last shot.
And at that point, you're like, do I want Chris Paul to have the damn ball? Shit.
Give it to Blake Griffin.
Jeez, give it to give it to somebody. All right, he got it. And, then and it did look like he had that room for that just...
that quick that step stop, back.
Pull up.
At the free throw line. Right. Swish.
Because it would have been easier. But he drove. Understand
Ibaka was there.
Ibaka was guarding him. That was a smart switch. And Reggie Jackson reached in and interfered with it. And then there was like, well, as soon as you saw Ibaka get the ball, why didn't you foul him? Instead of like just reaching for the ball, just foul him. I mean, he and Chris Paul, he owned it. Because I'm like, that was the worst play I've ever made in my yo life. I'm like, you damn right.
You are 100% correct, sir.
This is just, I'm like, this remind me of game two. Against the Warriors, just turn over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got fouled, but they didn't call a foul. Oh, it's off me.
Got some questions for you, Chris Paul. So, yeah.
And you know that team just milking the clock instead of playing the win, which never works. You're up, and if you want to milk the clock with under 2 minutes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like 4, 5, even 3 minutes, run your offense. Yeah. We just gonna sit here, use up all the clock, and then. Run our offense with 5 seconds left.
Yeah, like that.
Let me just shoot a long ass three. Let me not get Blake involved at all. And Blake was balling.
Yep.
I was getting pissed at that game. Like, let Blake, because it was like he touched the ball to pass it. I'm like, let Blake do some shit. Blake showed up.
Yep.
This season.
He did.
Give him the ball. Nope. Let's take Jamal Crawford, Chris Paul, 3-pointers.
I can't really give him any blame. He did his job.
Nope. And in game six, they played. But they was up then.
Yep.
But
they were up by 16, and then freaking Kevin Durant went nuts. And he woke up and went nuts.
That's the thing. And I was there with Spurs with Miami. Like, if the star player is having a shitty game, you have to win.
Yep, you got to capitalize on that.
If you let it go, like, oh, he had a bad game, and we didn't win, you're like, oh, fuck. Guess what happens next game? I'm going for 50. And Durant was just money. I'm hitting everything. And it was like the first quarter he was off, and all of a sudden it was like, blip, 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 yep, blip.
I can't
blip.
Miss.
And you're like, oh,
they shot like 70 something percent in the third quarter. It was crazy. So you can't blame the refs for that loss. The refs, everybody's like, oh, blame the refs cost us. And I'm like, no, the refs didn't cost y'all anything. And we hear it all the time, and I'm sick of hearing
like
it.
The Doc Rivers call. I think Doc Rivers was. I personally think Doc Rivers was mad because it was a flashback to the Golden State call, mm-hmm. And everybody was like, "It's the same thing." But I was like, "They didn't call it the same." Well, in a sense, they it's like the Golden State play. You said Chris Paul got fouled,
mm-hmm.
You know, but if it was supposedly that. You know, the defender hit it off and it went off Chris Paul. Well, according to that rule, it should have been the Clipper ball, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right, same thing happened. I guess they were like, oh, we messed up and Chris Paul, we didn't call a foul on Chris Paul, so, and they didn't get the ball, so we'll give them the ball back because Reggie Jackson got fouled. And he's like, I'm just like, nigga, if you gave them the ball in Golden State, give us the ball.
Yep.
Like, but if. Oh, I felt it. He didn't. Now, everybody was like, well, all he did was just put it on that call. He didn't. He said throughout the interview that there shouldn't have been that position at all.
Nope.
They played not to lose. They made critical turnovers, but he was just upset about that call.
Yeah.
But he did not just harp on that's the reason they lost. But he was like, this is a game-changing call. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, let's just not have
replay. And then I heard everybody was like, well, should they fine him because of what happened? And blah, blah. Well,
he knew that.
He had to be fined.
Of course.
I mean, come on. You can't do that to the refs.
Yeah, this is – it's basically – if you're an NBA fan, you know in the playoffs, you talk shit about a ref, you get fined. That's period. That's just – when you heard him, you were like, he's getting fined.
He knew and he kept going. He didn't give a shit.
He's not dumb. He knows – coaches know – what they're doing. They probably, you know, he's like, yeah, that's why sometimes you see coaches like, I'm, you know, do you think the reffing was great? I'm just, you know, I'm not going to comment so I can get fined. He was like, they were ass. They made the wrong call. And I'm like, wow, he just like, hey, as soon as he got off the podium, here's that check, $25,000 here.
Know, I'm done.
Just put the amount in and we good.
So, I mean, and I know people are going to say, well, did the Donald Sterling situation cause them to lose? No, it did not.
I love it.
I think at this point, once they got past Golden State, I think at that point they put it behind them and were like, you know what?
After the decision, it was like, that's it.
Yeah, we're focused now. He's focused on the game.
Yeah, he doesn't have any control whatsoever. So, shout out to the Clippers.
They'll be back next year.
Clippers,
they hopefully, are the team of L.A. right now.
Hopefully. You know, I know they have to deal with the offseason shit. You know, can they sign anybody? Can they add anybody? Is anybody going to want to come? All that saga regarding ownership and whether that's going to affect business basketball-wise. We shall see. But, yes, they are legitimate championship contending team.
Oh, without question.
I do think they need to get a defensive-minded two guard. You know, Paul is good, but Paul can't handle big guys, I mean, except Durant, because he ain't figured that shit out yet. You know, Redick is a shooter. He's not a lockdown guy. He can play defense, but against Westbrook and them type of dudes, they do need somebody to at least assist Matt Barnes, so it ain't all Matt Barnes. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, congrats. You guys have really improved from last year to this year. You know, I'm just waiting to see what else they do. Blake Griffin on the rise. Keep improving your game. It's going to get scary, you know. I don't mind the commercials are all cool now because now you show that you the shit, you for real. So, and DeAndre Jordan, they just, if they keep improving internally, you know, maybe get a real backup center. I don't know what they're going to do with Big Baby, but if they get another solid big, you know, they're there. They knocking on the door. So, good luck to them in their offseason because, man, it's going to be drama season for them. But for Chris Paul specifically, man, this is probably his hardest offseason. Because I know he's taking that shit rough.
So.
All right.
We shall see.
So who we got? Now they got number one, number two. Spurs got home court throughout. Oklahoma City. Everybody's saying they was going to beat our ass anyway. We didn't beat them at all during the season.
I'll let you go first.
It's going to be tough. I ain't going to front. This is going to be... That shit, every damn series to me been tough. Even though Portland, they blew them out still.
You got OKC?
Hell no. Shit. You know, if I thought they couldn't win. I mean, it's not like, oh, Oklahoma City beat San Antonio. Are you shocked? Like, no, Oklahoma City is good. But, no, I ain't got. This is one of them. This is one of them I would have picked. Damn right. My team winning the chip, nigga.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I would, you know what? Sometimes I'm lenient. I think it's going to go 6-7 games. Them losing Ibaka, though, personally, I didn't want it. I hate to see, you know, Parker hurt. I want to be the team at full strength, and I'm at full strength. Because I don't want that last year.
Because,
you know, that last year shit was like, well, how come y'all went to the final? Well, that's because Westbrook was hurt. Like, fuck you.
Now Ibaka's hurt, so that's why going if y'all
right. Won,
so.
And, hey, you know what? I'm going to be just like any other team. Fine, I'll take that. It's like, oh, Magic Johnson, Byron Scott. Were hurt when they played Detroit. Guess what? Detroit still got the damn title. You ain't like, oh, well, Detroit really didn't earn that one. You like, Detroit got back-to-back championships. Period. So, that's just how it is. Are we going to pick on Miami? Well, you know, that East was ass, which I will note. Like, the East wasn't that cracking when they've been winning with LeBron James, but he got two championships. That's it. So what? So, I got him in six. I probably would have said seven, but now that Ibaka's out, which is brutal, you know, Kendrick Perkins, yeah. We know how people feel about Kendrick Perkins.
Exactly.
He's decent as a shot blocker, but not having Ibaka there, oh, Tony Parker, Ginobili, go to the rack.
Yep.
Tiago, Splitter, Duncan, we attack the fucking paint. No shot blocker. You know, nobody to kick out for that little 15-footer, because Ibaka was good for that. It puts more pressure on Durant and Westbrook, which is fine with me. If we're going to lose, if them two are going to do all the shooting and they beat us, hey, they the shit.
Yep.
I'll take that. Mm. You know, nothing from Derek Fisher, nothing from Caron Butler, Reggie Jackson. They got pieces, but the way they've been playing, it's been a two-man game, carry all of it, and
yep,
that works in our favor. So, yeah, I got us in six. Let's go!
Well, I will have to echo those sentiments. I got the Spurs in six.
All right.
I just think Spurs are just – they're focused now. Like I said, I think that Dallas series really woke them up, and I think they're like, all right, enough playing around. Let's get with it. Greg Popovich probably got in them and was like, look, we don't need no series coming that close again to seven games, so let's get with it. So Tony Parker, apparently his injury was not very serious, so he will be fine and dandy and ready to go when they battle. And Westbrook and Durant, man, they're going to have to bring their A game, and they're going to have to do what I have been saying from the beginning. Westbrook is going to have to take less shots than Durant. He's going to have to be efficient with the shots he gets, and is going to have assists, at least eight per game.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to get everybody else involved, because honestly, I can see the Spurs right now saying, fine, we're gonna let one of y'all go off. We're going to shut down the other one, and let's see what you do.
And my pick would be like, let's shut Kevin Durant ass down. Yeah.
So, I mean, but I could see them being like, all right, let's take Westbrook out. We're going to get him frustrated. Let's not let him drive and keep him shooting jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
He going to miss. He going to get frustrated and flustered. He going to stop passing the ball. And then at that point, they're done. So I'm sure that's the strategy going in. Perhaps, I don't know, but that would be my strategy. Yeah. So I got the Spurs in six. I think they're going to end up pulling it out. It's going to be a tight six, though. Yeah. It ain't like I do not see a blowout in these wins. I don't. No. I do not see a Spurs or OKC blowout. No. I see all these games coming down to, 5 to 7 points. It's going to be close in all of them. So.
Oh, yeah, I do think so. It's not going to be easy. If we blow them out in the game, I'm going to be like, oh, shit, I'll take that. But, no, it's gonna be rough, man.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what Steven Adams is going to bring, because he's going to get more time with Ibaka out.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid.
No.
He plays with good energy. So, come on, Spurs, stay focused.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with some more talk. A lot of coaching moves going on. Seems like nobody wants to coach in New York.
Yep.
So we'll get into that and some draft talk, Michael Sam, and all that business.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla Street Anthem. Yes, sir. 3-6 Mafia.
New 3-6 Mafia.
Hey, Con. Going down.
Yes, sir.
Hypnotized minds.
Yes, sir.
Just what thugs are made of, man. That's where they come from. Yeah. It's the honor of the streets, man. The heart of it.
Despite what you heard or what you saw, when you look at me, man, you see hardcore, a real street
hood nigga.
Wish a nigga
would nigga.
I can give a damn what you think about it all. If you think I'm crazy, that's right. You think I'm lazy,
you're damn right.
Cause it don't really matter what you think about me, nigga. Fuck you, baby.
Nah, nah, see, got my hands on my first meal. 907 damn near, and a quarter bill. Enemies close, but my 45's closer. You can be the starter. Your wife, she said I made a knife, but I didn't.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to leave us any comments, any feedback, y'all want to let us know who you pulling for in these finals, any comments on all of that stuff, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. We will definitely read you, join on the show. We'll get back at you.
That's right. Definitely hit us up and let us know, and we'll get back at you.
So there's been some interesting coaching moves so far in the NBA outside the playoffs. First off, so long, Mike Brown.
And he's talking about, I'm going to take a year off before I look for another coaching job. Dude, you may not get another coaching job. So I'm sorry to say it, but you've been terrible.
You've been
bummed. The past few spots you've been, man, have not been good looks for you. So
yeah, you did all right in Cleveland, but it was like,
you did okay.
Right. But, you know, your offensive execution wasn't on par. We saw that's why you got let go. Went to the Lakers. Everybody was like, that was a dumbass move from jump. And
you got him to the playoffs. He did better than Mike D'Antoni. So I'm just going to throw that one out there.
And you can go to the Cavs. Playoff expectations expected this year. And
yes, especially with the way the East turned out. Yeah. Definitely should have been some playoff expectations. You know,
they spent some money, thought they was going to do some things, and that didn't work. Y'all suck. So, I mean, granted, he's paid.
He's good. He ain't got to work no more.
But, I mean, he's back to, I'm going to just be an assistant for the moment.
Please.
You know, be an assistant for some years.
Yeah.
And maybe.
And teams. I don't think any of you have the right mind or like Mike Brown is first coach coming to mind. Shouldn't be. If you're looking for a coach, he should not be the first one. I apologize, but it's the truth. So
no, he's not going to be. He does need to take a year off. And I think if he wants to get back in, I would say, you know, shit, go to Pop, come back to Spurs, be on somebody's assistant and play to be one of the defensive coaches. So, that was rough. The Pistons decided to give Stan Van Gundy full control, damn it. 5 years, $35 million to be the head coach and president of basketball operation. I guess he's like, hey, Pop got it, Doc got it, Pat Riley had it for a second, I want it.
But you don't have a ring, which seems to be the common denominator, between all those coaches. They all have rings.
But every time.
They all have earned that right.
Well, he knows every time, every offseason we get in, and so we're looking for a coach, his name comes up.
Yeah, but to give him power?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's a lot.
Detroit is desperate. That is. I mean, maybe he was like, I want this challenge. They were willing to give it to him because...
Fine. That's fine, but...
Golden State wasn't going to do that.
Oh, hell no. But, I mean, hey, good for him. Not knocking. I nothing against Stan Van Gundy. You know, good for him. I mean, he's been successful. He just hasn't won a ring. But he's been to the finals.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, he's been
to the conference finals with
Miami.
So he's had – the teams he's coached have gone on deep in the finals. So
– He can clearly coach.
Right. And if you're not – I mean, that's the thing. If you're not going to get a coach that has a ring, the next best thing is at least a coach who's come close to it.
But to give him a power to make personnel decisions, that's a little much.
They were looking because, I mean, Joe Dumars was hitting good early and then was putting up some terrible, terrible decisions.
Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon.
Yeah, and then now this Josh Smith and, you know, I don't know what's up with Brandon Jennings. Maybe people are already like, he's not. Stan Van Gundy's kind of player.
And we'll see what they do with Greg Monroe. And
I know. But right now, they like, he saw Andre Drummond was like, yeah, buddy. I mean, they got talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Greg Monroe was solid. Andre Drummond looked like he's trying to do some things. I mean, Josh Smith is talented. He's just having those. He's not a three like that.
Nope.
You know, so we'll see what they do when we know they got another lottery pick and all that. But, yeah, I was a little shocked, but top coaches is wanting that nowadays, I guess. So, we'll do that. And then in not even a shocker, really, Steve Kerr was like, you know what? I know you was pulling for me, Phil. I know you was offering me from New York. But anybody in their damn mind is like, wait, the Golden State job just came open? And I'm a West Coast dude.
And my family's out here. I'm like an hour away from my son.
Got a kid, goes to Cal, and
like, this was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And we about to move to San Francisco? Word? What's happening? You damn skippy, and you giving me 5 years? Hell yes!
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That was a no-brainer decision for Steve Kerr. So, congratulations, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to work out. He's never coached.
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand the whole Mark Jackson broadcasting thing. And now you got the Steve Kerr broadcasting thing. I'm like...
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
What the hell, man? Just get a coach who's coached.
And the funny thing is, I hadn't heard, like, Steve Kerr, like, wanting to coach since he left. You know, Mark Jackson, it was always like, this dude gonna coach.
He was a good GM, but there's no coaching experience. No, but
maybe because they think he has a GM experience. I know he has a relationship with an ownership and a GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep saying on here, we prefer the guys who have... At least had some assistant coach time or some college time or at least some capacity of doing some coaching.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steve Kerr's smart. I mean, he ain't a dumb guy. He knows the game. No,
not by any means. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I just don't know how he's going
to
be.
I like him as an analyst and stuff. So yeah,
he's a great guy.
So, you know, good luck to him.
Yeah.
You know, we went in on how we felt about them getting rid of Mark Jackson. I want to see how he gets to those players. If you got a coach you riding for and you like and they get rid of him, it's hard being the replacement, the mm-hmm. next person. You the rebound coach? I don't know. So, I mean, good luck with that. If you can make Steph Curry a better player and less turnovers mm-hmm. and get the most out of there and somehow keep Bogut healthy, good luck.
Yeah.
So, congrats to him. Yeah, people are shocked. I'm like, wait a minute, his kids – are in California.
That's what I was like, hey, wouldn't a no-brainer for me.
His kids are in California. He's a California person. And now a team who actually has who has more talent,
mm-hmm.
two, is in a big city. It ain't like, oh, this is New York and you're going to Milwaukee. You still in the top five city range. You're in the Bay Area
and you're about to be in San Francisco soon.
Yeah, hello? San Francisco is a top five city.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like
without question.
From number one, but I'm going to go to like 18th.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, I'm a West Coast dude. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm going to the Yay. Yeah. Shit.
Heck yeah.
Tell me when to go.
Exactly.
So congrats to him.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Knicks, I mean, god damn. Like, who we want? Hey, Phil Jackson. Earn your money, baby. Earn your money.
I'll get into them later.
All of that. Hey, you got to.
I think they're an award candidate.
Okay. You know. Seen Derek Fisher name mentioned, Luke Walton name mentioned.
I hear Brian Shaw's trying to get out of his contract so he can go.
Damn.
Every Phil Jackson affiliate is coming into play now.
We know Paul George is like, well, shit, if you was going to do that, why don't you just stay with us? But, yeah, all of that, all Phil-related guys. I'm curious. I don't know with Phil Jackson. It does seem like, well, you're picking everybody who's triangle-related and – for as great as Phil Jackson is, which he is in the Mount Rushmore of coaches, his coaching tree is ass. I mean, what coaches has he brought on that are like, ooh, this coach took their team real far?
None.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, I'll wait. That's what I'm saying.
None.
At least, hey, Red Auerbach had a gang of dudes who went on to coach.
And to be fair, Tex Winters came up with the triangle offense.
Yes, he did.
So I'm just throwing that little nitbit out there.
Yeah.
It's all Tex Winters. So,
and you want a guy to run a triangle, which mm-hmm. I'm cool. I understand it as a GM perspective, but sometimes as a coach, I'm like, let me do what I want to do. Why? If you want to run your system, bring your ass down and coach then. Because people were already like, well, because for Steve Kerr, unfortunately, it's like, well, if you was basically going to be Phil Jackson puppet, did we really pick the right coach? But, I mean, you'll find out. The Knicks, I mean, shit, all that. I read they looking to trade. Yeah, mm-hmm. You got still 2 years, one of them being player option. Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to trade for you when you got gun charges against you?
Yeah, you struggle. Okay. You got everywhere place you've been. The only place you play well is, surprise, Mike D'Antoni's offense. I mean, shit. And, you know, They got work they got to do.
Yep.
Mark Jackson, we're talking about him. He bounced back.
He's going to be ESPN.
Signed him a multi-year deal with ESPN. He's going to do the Miami game.
Nice.
The Miami, Indiana.
I'm sure he'll get a nice ovation at that game.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a nice quick check real fast.
Nice bounce back.
Yeah, and basically it's like, oh, well, he doing game one?
I mean, that clearly
is he
shows.
Is he doing the rest of the playoffs? Because we know TNT gets the West, which, yes. If I had a choice, yes, I want to hear
that. But, I mean, that shows you the relationship he had with ESPN. They're willing to sign him back that quickly. Obviously, they had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, well, shit, hell yeah, bring him back.
Yeah.
He was good.
Maybe he's just going to wait and coach again. But mm-hmm. I'm surprised I am a little surprised, though. I figured he's like, well, let me see what other coaching opportunities out there. So, but, hey.
Good for him.
Good for you. We talked with the Clippers. There was a lot of talk. We saw Jack Nicholson was spotted at the Clipper game. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Clutch your pearls. Other niggas. Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute, Jack Nicholson. You at a Clipper game? I got a problem with that.
Yep. So, whatever. I personally didn't care. He wasn't dapping it up with Clipper fans anyway. He walked right past them, so I didn't care. Who cares? It's a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Because my team sucks doesn't mean I can't go see another team play.
I ain't going front. I ride for the Spurs like that. If I grew up as a basketball head and was just like, this is my squad, and then I didn't like, oh, I'm not going to see a damn exciting game live when I got the money to just do that. Hell yeah, I'm going.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a Bulls fan at heart, but I'm a sports fan. Period. I'm a fan of just the game in general.
That's like, I guess is that Spike Lee at a Nets game? What the hell? But look, I ain't gonna front though. If it was a legit, all that talk, Brooklyn team that went against the Miami in the what conference finals, do I expect Spike Lee to be at that game? Yes.
Yep.
Probably in some Nick-ish type Nets clothes or something. But or he probably wearing no. If he went to that game with some Nick gear on, I wouldn't even care.
Nope.
I'd be like,
it's Spike.
Yeah, this your team, right? I'm representing New York.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not. And like, that lets you know who you pulling for.
And
who you think I'm pulling for? The team that's not here. So the fuck what? I'm here to watch a game. Shit. Who your team? The Knicks, nigga. What you thought? I ain't mad at all that. I'm like,
oh, I love it.
Really?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to a game. I got that money.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you damn right I can go to a game. So it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Man, I can't. This post is about to be cracking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the NFL. Last time we recorded, we got a little bit into the NFL draft and all that. And, you know, now it's officially done. And it was in seventh round, got kind of interesting. You know, Michael Sam got drafted and.
Mm-hmm.
We were awarded to see a.
I saw that third day, and I was just sitting here like, all they're talking about is when Michael Sam.
Oh, of course they did.
So I'm just sitting here like, hurry up and pick this fool just so I can stop hearing about him.
There were three names in this draft that everybody cared about. One, how far was Jadavion? Where was Jadavion Clowney going? Ball? Okay, he went. As soon as Jadavion Clowney went,
Johnny Football. Where you at?
And after Johnny Football, it was basically like, is Michael Sam going to get drafted? And if he is, then when?
Exactly.
Because he was safe. It's like everybody, people weren't like, when is Michael Sam going to be here for this second day? Like, no, he's not.
Second day? This is what kills me. I said he was going like fifth, sixth round. He went seventh round. That's pretty much where I thought he'd go.
Going on a third day.
I'm like, all these guys who thought he was going in the second, third round, I'm like, are y'all serious? And hold on, where's my stat book? I gotta read this because everybody, whoever comes up with this argument, well, he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. That doesn't mean shit to me, honestly. So let me read you. Let's go back on some of these SEC Defensive Player of the Years. And let me tell you who some of these are. Let's go back to 2004. Okay. David Pollock from Georgia, first round pick from the Bengals, had a career ending injury. Then you got 2005, D'Amico Ryans, stud middle linebacker, second round pick. Then you got Patrick Willis. Enough said. Then you got next year, Glenn Dorsey, number five pick. Then you got, who we got? Eric Berry, number five pick. Then you got Rolando McClain. Granted, he got problems, but he was a top 10 pick. Then you got who? Nick Fairley. Yep. Top first round pick.
Yep.
Then you got Maurice Claiborne. First round pick. Then you got Jadeveon Clowney and Jarvis Jones. First round picks. And then who we got? Michael Sam. What's the fucking theme with that? Michael Sam is the one SEC player of the year in the past 10 years who was not a first round pick. Even if those players didn't win the award, they were going in the first round. Had Michael Sam not won the award, none of y'all would have even heard of him until he came out in the closet. So for everybody who's like, well, he won SEC Players of the Year, I don't care. The measurables and the tape speak for themselves. The brother had 9 sacks in 3 games, which means for the other 8 games, 8-9 games, he wasn't doing shit. So I don't want to hear all this crap about him being blah, 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 blah. He went where he should have went. He went where he should have gone. And you know what? I am happy for the kid. I am happy he got drafted. Congratulations. Yes, it was a historical moment. I was glad I was able to see it. Fuck. Now with the whole kissing shit.
Yeah, Lord.
Yes. So? Who cares? Who cares? We saw him when it first...
What did you think it was going to happen? You watched it. If I'm watching a draft and I see the player and his partner... Now we can say that. If his girlfriend was sitting, a wife, because they do that,
and you
like,
see him all
was
the
like
time.
2 feet next to him, what do I think is going to happen? He going to kiss.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations, baby.
And I'm like, for all of you naive people out there who are watching with your kids, like, oh, let's just watch and see what happens. For all of y'all who really thought he was not going to kiss his significant other, what the hell? Y'all are naive then. Y'all are seriously naive. And shame on you. Because, I mean, seriously, if it's that big a deal to you and your kids and they went over the line, turn the fucking channel off. Yeah. It's not that hard. You don't have to watch it. I watched it because I watch sports. I wanted to see what the hell was going on. Personally, I thought it ran a little long because they kept showing him after the fact continuously and they're constantly kissing. Then you got them shoving cake in each other's faces and all this other
that,
shit.
I'm like,
yeah, get a room because you're not showing... You're not showing a straight dude doing all that shit with his girlfriend. You're not. Honestly, you're right. Not.
You got the immediate reaction.
Yes.
But now that you let, but now it's personal time. Now that
exactly.
They want to celebrate.
I don't
want to
see any of
care.
That anymore.
We just want to see the initial like,
and the emotion was awesome. It was real. It was genuine. I mean, the man was just like, he broke down. Mm-hmm. I think all the emotion he had. It just came out.
Right, because he was probably confident, but as any draftee.
He was nervous, especially getting down to like the last 10 picks of the draft itself.
Right.
He's probably thinking at this point, I may not get fucking picked.
He's feeling like every other person who's there with their family.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I may not get drafted. That's probably what the hell was going through his brain. And when he got that call, especially telling him, you get to stay close to home. Mm-hmm. Near your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I think that played a role as well. And it was overwhelming for him. It came out. Mm-hmm. He kissed his partner. You know, he hugged his friends and family and all that stuff. Granted, everybody's like, well, his family wasn't there. We don't know the damn circumstances. He recently came out to his dad and stuff. We don't know if his family was like, you know what? All them cameras and shit are going to be there. Right. We don't feel like answering questions and dealing with that. Yeah. You go ahead and enjoy yourself. We don't know. I don't know if they were opposed to it.
Right. They were probably at their house.
They were probably very
it.
Proud to say, you know what? That's my son. Mm-hmm. That's my. Because, I mean, honestly, granted, there are times when you're a parent and your kid fucks up or pisses you off. But when they achieve greatness and achieve success, you put that to the side and say, you know what? That's my son and I'm proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So I'm sure somewhere his family is very proud of him. But now to the nitty gritty with Michael Sam. I appreciate his press conference coming out saying it's all about football. Judge me as a football player and all that stuff. Fine. That's what I wanted to hear. That's what you brought music to my ears. Thank you. But then once I heard he's got a document on the Oprah Winfrey Network that was supposed to follow him and his, you know, trying to make the team and all that, I'm like, okay, now I got to pump the brakes a little bit and wonder what your actual agenda is. Because I'm like, if it's all about football, Dog, you're a seventh round pick. You need to be doing what seventh round picks do, which is grinding your ass off trying to even make the team. First of all, you're in with the Rams, who might have the deepest and most talented defensive line in all of football. Yep. So your spot, there might be one spot for three or four of y'all fighting for. Because they're deep.
Yep.
You ain't starting. Let's make that clear for all y'all Michael Sam fan out there. He is not starting at all. Chris Long, Robert Quinn, damn your starters. Period. They ain't coming out either. So he will come in situational times and he will play special teams. He is going to have to make a damn good impression in the preseason to make the team. Mm-hmm. Forget that. Forget the preseason. He's going to have to make an impression in training camp to make the team and then go through preseason. So this whole documentary, all that is just a distraction waiting to happen. You don't need that, dog. You're trying to make the team. So for me, I was like, well, are you not confident in yourself that you're going to make the team that you're trying to get paid off of this documentary? Yep. Is that what it is? Because I'm like, you know, I'm trying to put the pieces together here. So I'm glad it came out today that they postponed it. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm sure the Rams were like, nah, we don't need that shit.
Yeah, because you had that anonymous player came out who was like, we starting to question
exactly what his agenda is.
Because he said it was all about football. And now you got cameras around. And
then we got to answer fucking questions about your ass.
Yeah.
It's like we already got to deal with questions about you from the whole gay aspect.
Yeah,
so now we got documentary. I don't want that. I don't need that.
No, it was bad when it came out and it was like, oh, this was already signed before the draft. And he was like, he didn't want to tell anybody because he was like, it affected his draft stock. He was like, you damn right.
Well, your draft stock was, dude, look, your draft, where you got drafted, there's your stock. That is where your stock was, seventh round. So, yeah, you might not have been drafted. Nobody wants to deal with that. Why do you have to do that? Why?
Yeah, we understand.
I understand you're trying to be a pioneer.
Reason. And, you know, hey, I mean, every player does this when there's a chance for them to make some money for themselves on the side. They're going to make some money. So I get that.
But the key with a lot of these guys who came out, you know, your Jackie Robinsons and your guy, your no matter what it was.
All these pioneers
doing the first of everything. They did not do it for the glamour, for the fame, for the fortune. They didn't give a fuck. They did it to make a statement and make a point that you are not better than me because of this or because of this. Just because you have a different skin tone or just because you might have a little more money than I do. Right, that does not prove you're better than me.
Just because I'm different
don't mean squat.
I'm here to play a game.
Exactly.
I just want to play.
And they performed. They were good. They were fantastic at what they did. So with that, yes, came the glamour and the fame and all of that stuff. You got to prove yourself, dog. You can't sit. There's other seventh round picks who aren't getting half the shine you're getting, dude. Mm-hmm.
And you got to try to
make
a team.
Who ain't even being talked about. Right? You got undrafted free agents who are trying to take your spot. Dude, this is a job. Once you got picked, the other defensive lineman on that team said, this motherfucker's trying to come in here and take my money and take my food off of my table. So you know what? Ain't happening.
Yep.
So granted, some of the dudes, yes, are going to be your friends. But my dog, this is war. You're trying to take my job. Mm-hmm. We ain't buddies. We ain't buddy, dude. Yes, I will show you some stuff. We're cool and all that stuff. Like, but dude, when it boils down to it, I'm trying to beat you out for this spot. Yeah. Period.
It's like, shit. It's five of us in like two spots.
And I want one.
Yep. So,
good luck. Thank you. Good luck to you. Put that documentary crap to the side, man. If you want to do it on your off time when you're not at the facility and all that, fine. Go ahead.
It's about that. Yeah. If you want to show your life getting ready and all that,
that's fine.
But if I'm them, like when you get to the facility,
camera off.
Yeah. Camera stays. Ain't coming on.
Hell up out of here. So, hopefully, for his sake, he will do the right thing and say, you know what? Put it to the side. We will focus on that later. Right now, I need to focus on making this team, number one. Because in all honesty, if you don't make the team, what the hell are we going to film?
Right.
So, I mean, let's just be real. So, it is what it is. Congratulations to him. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, so do I.
So,
and now we got you know, one of the talked about dudes, Johnny Manziel, because camp has started. We see Miles Sam in camp. A lot of rookies are at their camp now.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Manziel, A lot of was coming out right after he got picked. You know, had the GM, and then we're like, slow down.
You're the backup.
Right. In a, well, in a sense, yeah. Some of them were like, it's a competition. And, you know what, good for him. He's, he said, you know what, I don't want to be handed the keys. He's like, good. I want to earn it. Good. He's like, I've had to earn everything in my, which I believe.
Yeah, in point, I do too.
He's had to earn everything in his life, and he doesn't want to just be given it. Now, you the one who told me, because I didn't know about it, and he kind of mentioned in that interview I saw after the camp that he, you know, you go ahead and tell.
I guess he texted the quarterback coach, and basically when he was falling, it was kind of like, y'all need to pick me so we can come in here and kind of wreak havoc. And I guess the quarterback coach took it to the coach. He did take it to the coach.
Okay.
And the owner was like, look what he tweeted, or look what he texted me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we need to jump up and get this kid. Let's go get him. I'm like, ugh,
yeah,
really?
If they did it, come on, just because of that.
Seriously? I'm like, look, I know he got the fire and all of that stuff, but come on,
I mean,
man.
Well, the thing is, for them, if he's your, if you pick your quarterback with your second pick, I was like, all right, well, you didn't pick him first.
This is Brandon Whedon all over.
Oh, didn't you see that? I seen they got the little T-shirts. I was like, I'm about to get one of them T-shirts.
What?
With the Bills, with like him throwing up the little money sign.
Already, that's his trademark. Now. That's gonna be his thing.
Yeah.
If I score a touchdown, ching ching, I patented already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now none of you can do the ching
he's
ching
got
anymore.
All of that.
None of y'all can do it anymore. No. I've already patented it.
Oh, he's patenting the money sign.
Yep.
I'm sure he's tried to patent
it. It's all me.
Because you heard that it was him and another dude that was going for that Johnny Football patent.
Yeah.
And dude was like, nah, I ain't giving up mine. I'm sure he's probably, his team has already got Johnny Cleveland. And I'm like, they like.
We taking it
we
all.
We got Johnny Cleveland. We got Johnny Brown. Yep. All that shit.
J-Dog, Johnny what? Everything. So. Now, though, but for all you Johnny Football lovers out there, I'm going to throw y'all out a stat. Since everybody's like, oh, he should have been the number one pick. I have not been a fan of this. The man is 5'11". So, let me just throw this out there for you. Granted, yes, he won the Heisman. Great accomplishment. Here we go again with these accolades. So, we're going to go back and see how these quarterbacks, these Heisman-winning quarterbacks, have fared in the NFL so far. All right, let's see. So, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, okay. RG3, we have questions. He's been banged up. Cam Newton, we still have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got? Sam Bradford, injury prone. Tim Tebow, enough said.
Gone.
Troy Smith, played for Baltimore, exactly.
Silence.
Exactly. Matt Leinart, exactly. Jason White, you don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Played at Oklahoma. Carson Palmer. Yeah, no, pretty good.
Yeah, he's
not a Hall of Famer, but he's been pretty good. Eric Crouch didn't even get an opportunity to play quarterback in the NFL. Had to convert to wide receiver. Chris Winkie was 45 coming into the league. And then who we got? Danny Werfel. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Ward decided to go NBA route. Mm-hmm. Smart move.
Yep.
Gino Toretta. I don't even know who that is. I'm going back to 92 because there was a big gap between quarterbacks for a long time because they weren't any good ones. Ty Detmer, 1990. Andre Ware, 1989. That's just what I'm saying. Now look at the other positions. Oh, 1985, Bo Jackson. 1987, Tim Brown. Barry Sanders. Oh, non-quarterbacks. They're pretty damn good. Desmond Howard. Okay, Super Bowl MVP. Who we got? Eddie George. Charles Woodson. Ricky Williams. Non-quarterbacks. So, Reggie Bush. What's what I'm saying? So, the history for these Heisman quarterbacks. It's not very good. So, this is why I have questions about Johnny Football. He's very small in stature.
Mm-hmm.
People have brought up a good point. He's gone to Cleveland. You're going to have to play in that cold weather, bro. You need a strong arm to throw the ball through there. Like your Ben Roethlisberger, who can gun it through, you know, through the storm. Aaron Rodgers can throw it.
Mm-hmm.
Is your arm strong enough to throw it through those winds and through those cold days? Are you going to be able to grasp the ball and hold on to the ball? Through this, are you going to be able to run like you used to, you know, when the ground is slippery and wet and iced over? You know, are you going to be – you got – these are questions. He has a lot of questions he has to answer. So everybody's like, well, Brian Hoyer didn't do anything. I'm like, look. Brian Hoyer might not have done anything for everybody, but Brian Hoyer has been in the league for 3 years. He was with New England for a while, so he got to learn under Tom Brady. He went to Arizona and was there for a while, so he got to play a little bit. Came to Cleveland, got to play a little bit, had some nice, had a nice little connection going with Josh Gordon before his little idiotic incident. So, I mean, they don't really have any weapons now. So, I mean, I guess it.
Well, you know, because they added Miles Austin.
They got Miles Austin, which is okay.
Yeah, I mean, look. If they thought Brian Hoyer was the guy, they wouldn't have drafted Johnny Manziel.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that just because we got Johnny Manziel that we need to just throw him out there to the Wolves. I'm like, if he needs to, we need to know he's ready.
Brandon.
As a franchise, you want to get this quarterback out when you feel like he is the best. And if Johnny Manziel going into the season is not ready, it's okay. It's all right. Yes,
there's nothing wrong with that.
With all this, he got to play immediately.
Sit him down. That's what they're doing with Blake Bortles, and I bet you he'll turn out better than everybody else. Right. Let him sit.
I mean, I remember Carson Palmer sat his first year,
and then came out and was good.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers sat for 4 years and then was good immediately.
Right. Right. Sometimes it takes him. If he's not ready, it's okay. It's sign him to a one-year deal.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people were, he should sit because we all saw what happened with Brandon Whedon. Saw what happened with Brady Quinn. Y'all need to let these cats sit for a little bit and learn. Because clearly there's something going on with the quarterbacks in Cleveland because they can't get it right.
You got a guy who has star quality.
Yeah.
Who clearly said he wanted to come here.
He's selling the tickets and the jerseys and already. So.
And you got a guy who you know is going to, from what I've seen from the guy, he's going to work to want to be the best. So he's got the drive.
But that's going to be the key because they all say, well, when you're a rookie, you got to come in and you got to earn. The minute he got picked, jersey sales are coming in. All this other stuff is coming in. You don't think some of those vets are in their locker room like, okay, let's see what you got then. Come. I'm going to make life very rough for you. Let's not forget, he's still a rookie. You think you ain't getting hazed, boy? I'm going. You seriously getting hazed. Oh, yeah.
You think they're not going to go at him and practice?
Serious haze.
They'll be like, ooh, Johnny Manziel.
Oh, you getting the most hazing out of everybody.
And you know what you think the defensive coordinator is going to do? When y'all be doing them scrimmages, he's like, oh, Johnny Manziel in.
Yep.
What they going to – come on, y'all. Y'all fighting for a spot. We want to see what y'all do. And, you know, dudes, they get up for that. They're like, oh, all right.
Oh, Johnny's in.
Especially if you
like – let's go.
If he's – since he's the – you know, he's the backup, then that means the second team defensive player is going to be like, ooh, we going at Johnny Manziel. Let's let him know what's up.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. Right. He's going to have to work. Look, like I've said, I'm not wishing him to do bad at all. I hope he does well.
No,
I hope he proves me wrong. Yeah,
and the whole, you know, off field cash coming in for the team. Well, that was going to happen. So I understand why Cleveland did it. But ain't nobody mad at that. It's just do what you need to do to make sure he is successful on the field.
But as somebody who went through the whole Tim Tebow thing, trust me, I've been there. I've dealt with it.
If they 2-6 halfway through the season,
fans are gonna and you're gonna start feeling the pressure, and you're gonna start having to answer questions. When Johnny playing? When you gonna put in Johnny? When you gonna put in Johnny? And the players are gonna have to answer it. So you guys think Johnny should get in?
So Brian Hoyer,
it's going to get so annoying.
Yeah, all I'm saying I hope for Brian Hoyer's sake that he clearly proves
that he's better.
That he deserves to start.
Yeah.
And plays well. And the game that he had, if they can go, if they can at least be average and he's playing, he'll hold him off. If they start playing that, Cleveland Browns.
I will say, Cleveland fans, just patience. Patience. You don't have to rush him in. Patience.
People are going
to
be like, after...
he got to play now.
After 6 weeks.
Okay. And you're going to stun his growth.
After 6 weeks. Yeah, we'll put it like, after 8 weeks, if they haven't won more than half their games, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be... not,
especially if, you know, that division struggles, because it has.
Yep.
But I'm glad he was.
Good luck to you, man. You were drafted. That's an accomplishment. Congratulations. You should be very proud of yourself. And hey, man, get to work. It's time to go to work.
Yeah, you know, somebody who don't seem like they don't want to be on their team. You know, that Andre Johnson. talk of, I wonder if I should be Texan. Is this the right
fairness place? To Andre Johnson. He's the longest tenured one.
Yeah.
He was there with David Carr when yeah. they were an expansion team coming in. I think he was the he was their second first round pick. Because David Carr was the first. I believe he was the second one. So he's the he's been there longer than everybody.
Right.
He remembers when they sucked and were the laughing stock of the league for the first probably 8 years of their existence. He doesn't want to go through that again. They did not address the quarterback situation at all. And I honestly think
they didn't pick quarterback at all?
They picked Tom Savage in the fourth round.
Damn. But
I think that might have been what pissed him off. Mm-hmm. It's like, y'all shipped Matt Schaub out, and y'all didn't even address the damn position. I'm like, at least Matt Schaub was serviceable and could get me the fucking ball. Y'all don't have anybody that I have any rapport with.
Well, especially that, you know, when at least early when they when season was over, and it was like, oh, you got Johnny Manziel, you got
Teddy Bridge, you got Derek Carr, you at least got some right. guys who so could be capable of and starting. You had
the number one pick, people feel like, oh well.
And my thing
we
is,
need a quarterback.
Derek Carr was gift wrapped to you. He fell out of the first round. Y'all had the first pick of the second yeah. round, and y'all picked the guard out
which
of UCLA.
Which I actually thought they was going. I thought they was going to take Bridgewater until
Vikings jumped in. Up. Yeah, which I think the Vikings were like, you know what? They're probably going to pick him first. Let's get in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But you had and Derek Carr. I guess Derek Carr don't fit the system. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he has starter potential. He got the bloodlines. I'm sure Andre Johnson, I mean, in all honesty, since David Carr played there so long, I'm sure Andre Johnson knew him and might have caught passes from him, mm-hmm. might have worked out with him, who knows? So I think Andre Johnson's gripe is more so the fact that they traded a veteran quarterback and didn't even address the damn position until the fourth round. It's like, well, Tom Brady's don't just get picked off trees, dude. Like, you can't just pick a fourth round quarterback and like, yeah, he's gonna start. Like,
well, no, and all that shit. Well, Tom Brady started because Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
So that's what I'm saying. You never know. So Case Keenum is he gonna be? The, I guess he's the front runner to start. Oh, they signed a Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I mean, their quarterback situation is terrible. So I can't be mad at Andre Johnson for questioning. You know, should I still be here?
I ain't gonna front. If I'm him. What you do?
We're
you
2 years removed from being considered Super Bowl contenders. Yeah, and what happened?
Yeah, now we failed at number one. I don't want to do that no more.
Seriously, people picked the Texans last year to go to Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we
ended up with the number one pick. Yes, I'm pissed. Yes, I'm frustrated. Yeah, I'm
like,
hot.
Stop acting like the owner not mad.
Thank you.
No, if I'm the owner of the team. I'm
but
like,
I
what
will
the
say,
fuck happened?
They did make the right move and take Jadeveon Clowney
no, they
number
did.
One. That was the right move
they
to
did.
Make.
So he's just, I guess in the offseason.
Get a quarterback is what he's telling
yeah,
you. Go get
what,
me one.
Yeah, I don't know what they had left, but.
But I think,
I don't know how
I
much
think
time he
what
got
Houston's
left.
Plan was is after the draft, you see quarterbacks and players get
let
released
get
and get let go. Yeah. Maybe there's a diamond in the rough there that'll get released. Maybe there's a veteran who will get released that they can, you know, bridge over. I don't know. But we'll see. So, I don't know.
Yeah. And then all that news of Robert Mathis getting suspended 4 games for testing positive for illegal substance. It was something called Clonid. It was actually a fertility drug.
For
and
what?
He said he's appealed about a.
What does it do? It raises
I guess
testosterone
it makes or? It yeah helps yeah. you out to have him kick because it seemed like what he appealed it and unfortunately lost and I guess the shock is he said his mother has cancer and he wanted to I guess in a sense
get a baby
see them have a kid yeah.
before she passed
so
wow
he took this drug approved by his doctor he said. He asked his doctor, is this a banned substance from am I going to test positive? He was like, no. And he took it. His wife, I think it's like 6-7 months pregnant. So, I mean, on that end, congrats.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what you're dealing with your mom, you know, sad
to
hear.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
But, you know, it's one of them things, man.
It's illegal.
With them, you got to ask. He said he should have, but you like, yeah, you ask. The Players Association, everybody,
yeah.
is this I'm drug like, positive.
My thing is like, F your doctor. Your doctor's not the one testing you. Yeah, you should have gone to the Players Association like, look, I'm trying to do A, B, and C. This is my situation. I need to take this drug to help me out. Is this approved, or is there a way we can get it, maybe a one-time approval for me for considering the circumstances, whatever it may be? This is why you should speak up before just doing.
Because people are like, once it's in your system,
that's it.
And they don't care. They're like, you should have checked.
You should have asked first.
NFL is real strict on that. They don't play with that. If you test positive for something that's banned, you suspend it.
Yep.
Period. That's it. They don't
care. 4 games, you done. So, as a Broncos fan, hey, good job. I ain't got to worry about him game one. Cool. But, I mean, you know, is he going to win his appeal? Probably not, but, you know.
Yeah, he probably won't. But, you know, it looked like I think he lost it in, you know, due to the first 4 games. So, at least congrats on the kid and all that. But, oof, that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up.
Yep.
Get into our awards and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
Welcome back, Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, y'all. Mm-hmm. Hit us up. Y'all want to talk some joint, y'all want to comment, feedback, whatever, brotherslemon@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslemon. Voicemail 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. We definitely thank y'all for listening. Keep it coming.
I saw this going, a lot of talk going on this with a Major League Baseball. And it's this epidemic of these elbow surgeries for all these pitchers, man.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, I think like Jose Hernandez from Miami. All these, especially it's the young guys now. And I know it's bothering the MLB right now because it seems like pitchers are the guys right now.
Yep.
Ain't no hits coming off that, you know, it's a low number for it, home runs and whatnot. It's just becoming, I guess you want to say, a defensive-minded sport. Mm-hmm. It's in that period where the pitchers is dominating, and right now the pitchers is getting hurt. You know, and there's talk of maybe that these young kids are just playing too much when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of, you know, saying when we was younger, you played multiple sports, you know, you take a break. But nowadays, you know, you got parents and whatnot that want to make sure they do it as a stud. So they playing year round, just throwing 12 months a year, all that. And they're saying they're starting to wear their arm out.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
I mean, with the AAUs and all these summer camps and fall camps and spring camps, guys don't get breaks anymore. I mean, granted, I know a lot of you parents out there want your child to be the next prodigy. At some point, you got to let kids be kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push them so much where it's like that's all they're doing. I mean, you got to let them be kids and go out and have some fun. Don't worry about sports. You know, they need a break. You know, it's one thing to put them in a camp for, you know, the fall to the spring or something like that. But to have it year-round, I'm like, God, at some point, yes. I'm surprised the kids aren't like, I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah.
I'm tired of doing this. This is ridiculous. Because, I mean, we see it all the time. Kids don't want to play piano or play any instruments. They're like, I'm tired of playing shit. So it should be the same with sports. If I'm a kid and I'm doing this year-round, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, you should play more sports. At least, you know.
At least something else. Can I try something?
Yeah, if you play in this sport, that means you're not as good as you will be in that sport. I'm like, well,
part of it
is going to help. Part of it is like you do need it. Even guys, I've heard, we got one of the doctors out here who deals with the Lakers talk and whatnot. that he's like, these guys just don't rest. Like, you're, it's like 12, you play the game, and then during the break, you playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, your body is not made for that. Just rest it up. I mean, you can't.
That's why Greg Popovich is smart. He knows that.
And it's, I guess it's like these guys are throwing all, like, this is what you do. You've been throwing. And it's not old dudes. It's not like, well, I'm 38 and now I need elbow surgery. These dudes are like in their 20s.
Yep. Young guys.
And
I mean, Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. And if I'm the MLB, I'm scared.
Yep.
Because pitching wins championships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, home runs sell tickets. And like how we say it everywhere, defense wins championships. Pitching wins you
Rings.
The World Series crown.
Yep.
So I'm watching it. I'm like, damn, especially if pitching is dominating. Like, oh, they dominate and they getting hurt. Because I ain't going front. Last year with that whole Strasburg shutdown, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
But
it was like, it had to be done.
We got to shut them down the last 3 months. It's like, well, dude, you don't know what's going to happen.
But, I mean, I can't blame them for erring on the side of caution.
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, stretch his career.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. They got to fix it.
Yeah. This is, oh, I had to mention this dude who I thought about him for the what the fuck moment, but it's just whatever at this point. You know, Aaron Hernandez indicted for killing two people back in 2012 before he signed his contract with the Patriots.
That's what baffles me and scares me the most, is that this kid, allegedly, he has not been convicted. Let's keep that, and I just want to throw that out there. He's been indicted, not convicted. There's a difference. For those of y'all who don't know the legal terms, indicted, he was charged. Convicted, he was, you know, convicted of the crime. That means they found out he did it. He was indicted, you know, they charged him with whatever it may be.
You gotta go to trial.
You gotta go to trial and see. So, if he did do it, that really scares me, because I'm like, dude, you just off two cats, and we're just like, time to go play football. Like, really? There's nothing going on in your brain that's like, damn, I just off two people. Those are the kind of guys that, yes, they need to be off the street. Because you are a danger, nigga, to everybody. You liable to kill God knows who. So, yes, he deserves to go to jail. He needs to be in there for life. He don't need to come out of jail. Because, honestly, he's offing people and they don't seem to have an issue with it.
Clearly,
if you went to sign a contract, was like, yeah, paid.
Yeah, like you just went and just
killed
these
whacked
dudes.
Two cats and I'm getting money. I mean, your average person is like, they would be having nightmares for days about that shit. He probably slept like a baby. Was like, psh, it's nothing. I'm about to sign my contract tomorrow.
What up, man?
And then Patriots, I know, are like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I know there's talk of, well, I mean, we'll see what he gets convicted of. I definitely don't think.
You hit that really well.
I will say this. I 99% believe that if he wasn't charged with, if he didn't do any significant jail time, that he would not be in the NFL. 99%.
Yep.
Because if you're talented, it doesn't.
There's a chance.
It's a chance.
There's a chance.
But I'm like, damn, bro, you. Now they got more charges to bring to you.
Yep.
They going to get you on something.
Yep.
They going to get you on something for real. Jeez, bro.
So.
Wow.
Yep.
Quick shout out to the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
Beat them Ducks in seven.
They seem to love game sevens. And God, it's always. Hey, they keep it entertaining, though.
Hey, man.
They keep it entertaining because, Lord.
Yeah, now they're going to play the Blackhawks. So,
whoop. Hey. Let's
see what y'all do.
I got mixed emotions.
Hey,
I might have to pull from my Chi-Town Blackhawks now. I'm just saying, but hey, I'm an LA guy. I'll be rooting for the
Staples
Kings.
Staples Center going to be all yours now.
I'll be rooting for the Kings. Don't trip.
You know, Lakers ain't here, which is
awkward. Clippers are out. It's all y'all, man. Y'all are the talk of the town now.
Make it popping, bro.
Make it cracking. Y'all won once. Let's win it again.
Oh, yeah. And for those who like bet money on horses, I love horses.
Hey, California Chrome, I watched that right before I came over here. Was like, ugh.
When's the Preakness?
Come on, baby. Triple Crown. Let's go. I like this horse. This horse is a beast. He's a little tyke.
You put money on it?
No, I'm not. On that Wes Welker. Gonna win me a grip of money. Then they're gonna be like, oh, I'm sorry. That was a mistake. We didn't owe you that much. Oh,
right.
Sorry. Well, it's mine now.
All right, on to our awards for the week. We're going to do the Noise Award for us.
Noise!
The Noise Award.
Yeah, who's your
My
Noise.
Noise.
Noise. Noise.
My Noise Award has to go to the St. Louis Rams organization as a whole. First of all, picking Michael Sam, they did him a favor. They did a service to him and honestly to the gay community. And a lot of people don't talk about them as a whole for what they did, but they are the ones who stepped up to the plate and said, fine. No, all fucking basically, we're at the end of the draft. Nobody's picked him. We'll take him. You know, he's high enough on our board at this point. He's the best player available. We will take him. And there you go. So thank you, St. Louis, for making this historic moment possible. And, I mean, kudos to them also for nipping that OWN shit in the butt quick. Soon as it came out, it was like, oh, documentary. They were like, not here. Right. Y'all can take that shit off site, but not here. Y'all ain't filming nothing. So, and I know they told, and I read the agent flew in and talked to them and all. And I know Jeff Fisher and them were kind of like, look, we are not, we did not pick him for a circus and a show. We picked him because we thought he could help us out. That needs to be his focus. I would not shock me if they kind of came across like, if that's going to be what he's here for, he ain't going to last long. Period.
Yeah.
So it make a choice. And I'm sure Michael Sam was like, let's postpone the documentary. let's postpone that. Yeah. I'll focus on playing. Yeah. Knock it off. You playing with the big boys now. These are adults. These ain't kids. Get with the program. So I got to give it up to St. Louis. They made history. And, you know, they look like a team on the upswing.
Mm-hmm. That division is
rough. That division is sick.
For my Noise Award, I'm running through it. I think I'm gonna give my Noise Award to Doc Rivers.
Nice.
You know, he came in this season. You know, just ain't nobody know the Clippers was gonna get Doc Rivers. They got him, and dealing with all this headache and whatnot, and still, you know, helping Blake Griffin, helping DeAndre Jordan get to them next levels. You know, I know he has some missteps in the playoffs, but I mean, he was the face in upper management when it came to dealing with the Donald Sterling, all that drama getting to his players. And he handled it very well.
Admirably, yep.
So, and I hope he comes back. I know there's all that talk of what happens next year and all that, but I want to give Doc Rivers my Noise Award because, I mean, he was a stand-up dude, took it, you know, didn't let his players be affected by it, and just took his team to almost got him there. So, shout out to you, Doc Rivers.
Yep.
Cool. All right. I'm getting to the what the fuck moment now.
Uh-huh.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Give me yours.
Can't believe I'm still even talking about this. It has to go to Donald Sterling.
We are the same on that.
I haven't even seen the record. I haven't even seen the full interview. I saw the first 10 minutes of the interview with Anderson Cooper. When he got to the point at the 10-minute mark when he said, you have more of a plantation mentality than I do, I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't listen to him anymore. He sounds like a moron. He does. Like, he kept saying the same five things over and over. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm not a racist. And blah, 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 and blah. I don't have a plantation mentality. Now, the one comment he made that kind of raised my brow a little bit was like, what did he say? They belong to me. I said, Nick, what? And Anderson Cooper even asked him. If you watch the interview, Anderson Cooper was like, what do you mean they belong to you? And he disregarded the question. He bypassed that shit like a fucking running back. He scooted past that question because I rewound. I'm like, yeah, how do they belong to you? Oh, they belong to me and I belong to them and blah, blah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So it was, and then to hear what he said about Magic, I was like, you know what? I can't
what
do that
What has Magic done for the black community? He's got AIDS.
Yeah, like he sleeps with all the women. He has AIDS and he's spreading it around. And what?
When he has no AIDS.
What?
He has AIDS.
He has HIV, man. Get it right.
He was like, he has AIDS. And when he has those AIDS.
What the fuck? He sounds
like, this nigga
he sounds like an old white, bigoted, senile old man. That's what he sound. That is basically what he sounds like. He's lost it. He's lost his mind, officially.
Man.
And then he said ex-wife. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't realize you guys divorced. As far as I'm concerned, y'all are estranged, not divorced.
Yeah, she claiming that 50.
Yeah, damn right she is. So y'all are still husband and wife. Man. So get it right. Yeah.
He's got my award too. I watched it before you came. I think it was a longer one, but I watched it. Man, I didn't want to. I'm like, I want to watch this fool.
I've been trying to be good
and not go out, but this barely can see his eyes, motherfucking over here. Just like and the part that I saw that rubbed me when Anderson Cooper, when he brought up the fact that Jews basically do more than black people for their community, and Anderson Cooper was like, what? So you don't think black people do anything? Well, and his meeting was like, there is not one African. Let me stop. And I'm like, oh, so what you was about to say was, I don't know one black person that contributes to their community. Yep. I'm like, ooh, you word. This
is son of a bitch.
From what I understand, your last name is Donald Horowitz.
Yep.
Why are you legally Donald Sterling?
Exactly.
Oh, because Sterling is easier to sell money. Oh, okay. So you might not have got much love if you had that Jewish name at the end. Man, this is bullshit, man. For real, he gets my award, man. I can't stand this dude. Sell the Clippers. We already heard you don't want to pay the $2 million fine. I don't get it. You know, I can't stand this dude right now. I was trying to be good, trying to be nice, tell him, like, just sell the team. I don't want to talk about you, but forget all that, dude. I can't stand you. Sell the team. These owners don't like you. The players don't like you. You don't get it. I don't care if you got Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever the fuck, dude. You know what's going on. You're going to fight it, and we already said you were. So just deal with it. Tell your estranged wife to just be quiet. She's not in control. You're the controlling interest. She's going to lose her half. Too bad. You're going to get your money. So be quiet. Take your money. Y'all just get the hell on. Enjoy being billionaires and treating more niggas like shit down the line, because that's what you're going to do. That ain't never going to change. Just leave the damn NBA. Please leave. Sell. I don't know if it's going to be in a year. I know LeBron said he's not going to come back if they ain't sold. Sell. Get it over with. Stop fighting it. Oh, you get on my nerves.
Yep.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's
right. All right. So I know we went long as hell. But yes, thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our podcast on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes. Please leave us ratings. We love the 5-star kind.
Yes, sir.
Give us that thumbs up on Stitcher. Subscribe to us so you can not only check us out, but check out the other shows that we have on the Black Is Network. The Break, hosted by Casey. We just kicked it with the crew from the In Deep show. Had a back-to-back discussion with them. Hilarious. Mm. Check it out. Interview with R. Kelly on there. You might want to hear that on the part two. The Brown Girl Hour with KCNT. Love that show. Merc 80 coming with the jam. We just did one. He did one with an open mic Eagle. So check that out. Make sure you support Mike Eagle's album, That Dark Comedy. And we got Coach Connect with Brother Malcolm. He's back. If you want to hit us up, please do. The Brothers Layman at gmail.com. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Thank y'all for tuning in to us, all your longtime listeners. Thank y'all for listening, all your first-timers. We definitely thank y'all for tuning in. Go ahead and tell everybody, your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, I don't know, everything else. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
That you would grab me, undermine me, and backstab me. stab me, but I can see clearly now the rain is gone. The pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport. Like racquetball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I pay you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. And art, you can't own no loops. It's how you hook them up and the rhyme style true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal. Be mad cause I don't come around the way like I used to. I don't have time these days. I'm keeping busy making power moves. And don't try to say I don't remember you. You shouldn't let your jealousy show like that. I stopped coming by cause of the way you act. Telling my business to kids I don't even know. You're like a daytime talk show, and that's low. So you can tell everyone that I'm jerking you. And if you don't like it, kid, take it personal.